Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Here's Johnny.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Volume 62 of Radio Free Bongo. I'm your host, Bongo Johnny. And tonight, we're going to go back to a theme that we touched on Volume 42, actually, of the Radio Free Bongo program. And that is 45s of the 60s, 45 RPM records that were put out basically in the 60s. Tonight we're going to cover from 1963 till about 1968 with our musical selections. So if you remember those good old days of 45s and turntables and vinyl instead of CDs and MP3s, then this podcast will be for you. Here we go.
I used to love her, but it's all over now.
kissed in bed. When I got worried, she eased my aching head. Well, now she's here and there. Well, every man in town still trying to take me for that same old clown. Because I used to love her.
Time to heal, a time to laugh, a time
good. Made me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A.
Gloria.
G L O R I A.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Gloria.
Gonna shout at every place. Comes around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I wanna tell you, she made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fools said, I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. The well of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Oh,
Okay, everybody, let's start at the top. We started out in 1963 with The Kingsman. Louie Louie, also made famous by the movie Animal House, which it was a particular favorite of the boys at Delta House. We then moved on to 1964 and the Rolling Stones' third U.S. single, It's All Over Now. And I do remember being somewhat of a Beatles fan, you know, digging the Beatles and what they did. But when I heard that song, It's All Over Now, it was for the Beatles. I became a Stones man almost instantly. Next we had, also from 1964, the Dave Clark Five with Glad All Over, the first single from that British Invasion group. Then we heard Heartful of Soul, the second single, I believe it was, by another British Invasion group, The Yardbirds, then in June of 1965. We then went back to the Rolling Stones for their follow-up single to their mega hit Satisfaction from October of 1965 with Get Off My Cloud. Great lyrics on that one. Don't hang around. Two's a crowd on my cloud. 1965 had the Yardbirds, and it also had the Birds. And we heard their second single, that American-based group called Turn, 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 which was composed by Pete Seeger and taken literally from the King James Bible, Book of Ecclesiastes 3. Then we heard Gloria, originally written by Van Morrison and done by them, but this one, this version was done by a group called Shadows of Night, and this one came out in December of 1965. It was a big hit for them. After that, we had Simon and Garfunkel with their first single, put out in January of 1966, The Sounds of Silence. The Beatles gave us Nowhere Man from February of 1966. And we ended up our first set with one of my favorite cult groups, Love, doing their first single, My Little Red Book, which was actually written by Burt Bacharach and Hal Prince, released in April of 1966. And yes, there were many others that I considered using, but due to time constraints, I just wasn't able to get them in. Who knows? Maybe we'll have to do a 45 of the 60s part 3. Well, anyway, we're going to get back to it now, and we're going to pick up where we left off in April of 1966 with a very young but very talented Bob Dylan.
The dog. last year returns for us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the breast. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
when I'm telling the world that I love you.
In my midnight confession, when I say all the things that I want to.
Second set of 45s of the 60s kicked off with Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35. As we said, that was from April of 1966. Moving on to June of that year, we brought back Love with another popular single of theirs. This one, a real wild one, and I remember when it came out, I just loved this record. It was so radical and so different from many other things that were around at the time. The record was called 7 and 7 Is. Really didn't make a whole lot of sense, but boy, it sure was a lot of fun when it did come out. After that, we had The Count Five with Psychotic Reaction, released in November of 1966. And that was followed by the Spencer Davis Group, Give Me Some Lovin', from January of 1967, and featuring a 19-year-old phenom named Steve Winwood, who also went on to bigger and better things, first as a member of Traffic and Blind Faith, and then later on as a solo artist. After that, we had Mitch Ryder and his Detroit Wheels with his 1967 hit Sock It To Me, which also became a popular 1960s phrase and was used extensively on the 60s TV show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and was even repeated by then-President Richard Nixon. Following Mitch Ryder, we had the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Incense and Peppermints, getting a little psychedelic there in 1967. Also from 1967, we had the Youngbloods with their song of peace and hope called Get Together. And we finished up in 1968 with a group called the Grassroots, originally called the American Beatles when they came out, but that was B-E-E-T-L-E-S. And I remember one teen magazine saying that every time they performed on stage, the crowd showered them with jelly beans. I don't get that, but then again, that was the 60s. Well, it's almost time for us to go. And it seems that our show tonight went just about as fast as the 60s went for me. And I hope that some of these selections that we played for you tonight brought back memories of where you were and what you were doing at the time you were listening to this music. But before we go, we want to tell you about a couple of things that we'd like you to know about. We'd like you to check out our homepage, which is radiofreebongo.tripod.com. On that, I please urge you to go to our favorite links page and check out some of our real good musical friends there, Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus and The Randy Bone Show, there for your listening enjoyment. If you have any questions, complaints, comments, or requests, you can send those to Radio Free Bongo at Lycos, that's LYCOS.com, and we'll be waiting to hear from you. And before we go tonight, we're going to play one more for you. This one is the last single put out by the late Otis Redding shortly before he died in that plane crash in 1968. This was a mega hit for him, and as I said, his last single that he did, it's called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and it was from 1968. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.